Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. We're looking at a Thursday. It is October the 17th, 10/17/24. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Maybe.
Might want to sing it note for note. Ooh. Don't worry.
That's embarrassing. I was literally just talking to him a second ago, and he's not there now.
What happened?
I don't know.
He must have pushed a button.
Kevin, did you push a button?
Or a button pushed him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, just for fun, I'm going to do this one. Well, hello? Well, we've got Kevin somewhere along the line.
He's here, sort of, kind of.
You know what I just realized, Steve?
What's that?
I had forgotten how much I enjoy oatmeal in the morning. And this is, well, it's probably expired now that I've said that, but this is the cinnamon apple.
So wait, have you had some or no?
Oh yeah, I mean, I still have. I'm in the process.
Oh, you're
of
in the process.
Finishing it. Yeah, I don't have it all the way, but okay. But I, you know, I don't know if it's because it's kind of colder in the mornings now, where I feel like, man, that's just a good breakfast.
Well, you know, we were talking about soup yesterday.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. It's the weather has made us want warmer food, maybe?
Yeah, they say oatmeal is the soup of breakfast.
Is that what they say?
Sure.
I'm going to type that in right now into Google. Is oatmeal... It said good for you.
Is good for you?
Soup. Oh. This has never been Googled. You know how sometimes when you start to Google something, it immediately comes up?
Yeah.
Is oatmeal the soup of breakfast has never been Googled. So
strange.
Well, yes, oatmeal can be considered a soup for breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the question, but I mean, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
So you're enjoying it though?
I'm loving it.
Okay.
Man, I think I could get used to doing it. Now I'll probably do that thing I always do where you go through it for a while and you're like, yeah, that's enough.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
I was going to ask you, you think this is going to become like a daily
routine?
It
used to be. I think I used to do it a lot. Think this is the, you know, I'm looking right here. The internet says it's all healthy and stuff, and why not?
Oh, healthy and
it's
stuff.
It's wintry. It's got cold weather written all over it. Although I feel like when I got to work today, I did the thing where, you know, sometimes you drive in and you're like, man, I'm just not sharp. You don't feel sharp.
Okay.
Because it's early in the morning and it's dark and it's a little chilly and I had to run around outside for a while today and I was just like, gosh, I just don't, I'm probably like, you know, maybe a 7 in the mental sharpness area.
Still pretty good.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
And so then I go,
you think he's a 7?
How you doing?
I've been better. It's just, I don't know. This equipment doesn't make sense some days.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking before we went on the air. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, and it's doing it now already. It wants to cut out, and I don't know. It's giving me a weird message where it says unknown caller, and then you can't even disconnect or anything. Yeah. So I don't know what's up.
Well,
I'm thinking what I might do is I have an old phone, an old dial-up. It's a what did we call those? Cordless, right?
Yes.
Cordless phone?
Yes.
I have one in a box somewhere here. I think it's in my closet.
A cordless, but it's hardwired to the house or to the apartment.
Yeah, you plug it into the wall.
Yes.
And then have the cordless and you can walk around with it.
Yeah.
What an invention that really
so
was.
So cool.
Back then.
Man, it was great.
Mm-hmm. You got really one of those still?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know if it works, Steve.
Oh.
I just kind of saved it because I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And this is just a box full of cables that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
And It will get thrown away at some point.
Nah.
But I thought, well, I might as well hang on to it. And I'm thinking about getting that and then looking to see if in this apartment,
right,
there is actually a landline.
That would
there's
be so
no
great.
Chance, right? Do you think there's a landline hookup here?
Maybe. There might be, yeah.
Maybe.
There maybe could be.
I think I remember when I moved in, you had to pay extra if you wanted one.
Really?
Like, they'd punch one in for you, but it was like an extra charge.
But they did have it wired? They had it wired for one, though, and they just had to, like, literally kind of...
I remember something about that, and I don't know what it was. It was like all the rooms had that, too. Like,
that's
it was
crazy.
Like, oh, do you want cable TV in all these rooms?
Yeah.
Or do you just want, you know, in a couple rooms?
Because we'd like to figure a way we could charge you more.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
With the same service that doesn't really cost them anything, but we would like to charge you more as a way to upcharge you because we're not charging you enough to live in this
new
apartment.
Yeah, and I think... I don't know if some of the fear is, you know, not having this, I don't know, maybe too many people using it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
conspiracy
a scam.
Theory.
Scam.
Again, thank God. Thank the Lord up in heaven that in a few weeks, come November, let's give it a few days to cool off.
Okay.
By like November 10th on your birthday.
Okay.
The world will be right. Like, it's all going to be fine after this election. Everything, everybody's going to be in peace and harmony. It's like, yay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And there was a weird sound in the middle of the song. It was kind of just a loud clicking noise. And so I stopped and I looked up and Steve was looking at me. And I said, Steve, I said, did you hear that? And so he came in the studio. He goes, yes.
Kevin James.
What did you think it was, Steve?
Like someone throwing a pen at my window.
Yeah, he thought somebody threw something at the window. I'm like, well, I don't know if that was it, but I did throw a pen at your window.
Are you serious?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Sure, yeah.
Howdy.
I'm just tricking Steve these days, Kevin. That's what I do around here.
Yeah, keeps you going.
Tricked him this morning with a scary video.
Yeah, it is Halloween time.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha, Steve.
You did get me good.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where...
one of those videos where you watch and then at the very end something jumps out?
Yes.
Yeah. Those get you. No, even if you know it's coming, it'll still get you.
Yeah, because you're just like, well, I'm like, when is it going to pop out? Oh, there it is. It did actually get me a little last night. It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
I hate those. First thing I thought is after I hate those is I got to do that to Steve in the morning.
Glad I'm on your mind.
I would admit I am so lost where we're at right now. Is it time for a first thought?
It is, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I had a good one yesterday from the doctor's office. I got out and about yesterday and went to a doctor's appointment and then had to go to the pharmacy and pick up some of my pills, my regular pills. They were ready for pickup. And so I went there, but the pharmacy was pretty busy. And I was like, oh, man. But they were quick. I give them credit. They got right through everybody. But I'm sitting there, and it's that thing where everybody, because it's busy, we're all trying to not sit in a chair next to someone else.
Absolutely.
As you're waiting, you know.
Right?
And so it's like, yeah. So then you're like, oh, okay, well, you sit here, there's a space, and then here, and then there, and there. Well, it ended up this older fella came over and he said, well, I'm not going to be shy. I'm going to sit by you. And I said, well, no problem with that. And then he said, well, who knows how long we'll be here? And I said, actually, they've been pretty quick today. I said, I've already been up to the window once, and now I'm just waiting on a few of the things to finish. And he's like, oh, okay. So we're chatting up, we're buddies, and then we stop, and that's it. And we're all just sitting there, and of course, there's probably, I don't know, 15, 20 people there in the waiting room. And they call his name, and he gets to go up. And actually, it was his number, and he gets to go up to the window.
Sure.
And as he goes to stand up, the chairs are kind of low. They have some higher chairs there, but then they have regular lower chairs.
Yeah.
And I think some, for some people, they're a little tricky to get out of. And so
more lawn chair level,
hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was pushing pretty hard.
Uh-oh.
And as he was pushing to get out of that chair, he did a thing that only an old man can do and get away with.
Oh, no. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
He played sweet music from his old butt trumpet.
Okay. That's poor guy.
Just literally as loud as can be. And you know what, Jay? The first thing I thought was, oh, because it caught me off guard. And it was also, I was in the line of fire.
It's like one of those scary videos.
And I was like, oh. And then everybody looked, of course.
Right. Well, yeah.
And he goes like this. He goes, oh, that was a good one.
I mean, what
and
do
he
you
just
do?
Walked up to the window like nothing happened. And I was like, you know what? Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Look around like it wasn't you? You're the only one standing up. Everybody knows they called your number.
And he wasn't even ashamed of it. He wasn't. I was thinking, oh, man, that was embarrassing, this poor guy.
Right, yeah.
No. He just, that was a good one.
Take credit for it, and on you go.
Yep.
It would have been funny if it was you and you waited till he stood up, though.
That would be well played.
Something. Yeah, would have been good.
Time
then,
it.
Yeah, and then be like, oh, act of surprise. Oh, my.
What did you call that again? The what?
I don't know. I was searching for a word. He played some music from his butt trumpet.
I don't think
that's how we should say it.
I think he said sweet music, which I doubt.
Oh. Sweet, stinky, whatever. I mean,
same.
Yeah. Same
Z. Sweet and stinky, they're the same.
I don't think so because I've had sweet and sour before. I don't know if that I don't know if that's the same.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what? You guys are representing Wisconsin very well.
I mean, they're good people. They just make poor choices in football teams.
That's exactly it.
They can't help it.
And did you say Wisconsin?
Kevin James.
Uh-oh. He cut out, but he couldn't have cut out at a better time. He's very excited about the fact that you're going to critique his vocabulary, pronunciations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we just had a really nice Simon Says moment.
That was like choreographed little hand motions. You know, we're in different studios, so, you know, we were doing, I don't know, waving and making birds, flying, airplanes. It was all a thing. Kevin, sorry you missed out on it.
I am so sad.
You sound disappointed.
Yeah.
It's all for the best.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to mention this yesterday, and I don't know if it still applies or not, but we'll say it does.
Okay.
I think you guys would be very proud, because I noticed yesterday in the parking lot that red car was not there.
Wow, look at you, Mr. Pay Attention.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was there or not today, but...
It's not.
Okay, I didn't think it was.
Yeah. I mean, one day in a row for you I think is good.
Yeah, well, technically hey, two for
we'll-
two.
We'll take it. That was some, you know, paying attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah, I didn't think I saw it today. So yeah, I'll count that as two for two.
I mean, I feel like that's good. I think it's just, I just think you just get like tunnel vision.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just trying to expand your vision into the world. Look around you. See all the things, the beauty that the world has to offer. And sometimes some other stuff. But, you know, let's keep it positive, guys.
Kind of like the tunnel vision, though.
Yeah. It's not. I'm just going to say this. Tunnel vision walking around at, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't care where you are. It's not that great.
It's not safe.
No, it's not. Thank you, Kevin.
I have been scared by a dog or two or a neighbor or two.
I mean, you know, that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah,
but true. You got to kind of look around a little, man. Get your head on a swivel, as they say.
Ooh.
And, Steve, you're the guy who does not have the advantage of maybe being the one who looks scary.
Careful what you say.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know what? Maybe, though. No, he doesn't. He just, He's too friendly looking.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, I've had it where I'm out and about in the morning and I'll have a sweatshirt on with my hood up.
Right.
And just walking around. I don't have a dog.
Yeah.
I'm just walking. And I realized, oh, that person's afraid of me.
Yeah.
I'm the problem right now.
Yeah, you're just a bigger guy. Yeah, yeah, that's gonna happen.
Kind of a big guy, and you're just like, he's got his hood up.
Right, looks kind of dumb.
He has no reason to be out here. He doesn't have a dog.
Certainly, probably doesn't work.
He's got his head down because you know he
doesn't want the cameras
want
to see him
uncomfortable
for facial wreck.
It's bad.
You worried about facial wreck?
Yeah, Kevin's very concerned about.
You
that.
All better be.
Yeah, I know. Duh.
Oh.
But yeah, Steve kind of has a happy walk and a smile on his face and his.
Well, just his glasses. Those glasses are not the glasses of someone who is going to hurt you.
That's correct. Is it Arthur that has the glasses? The cartoon character?
I don't know how I like being compared to an aardvark.
Well, I feel like those. I just clicked on his image.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of is you. Hmm. I mean, he's happy. He's got a great smile. I don't know. I mean, I'm taking the ears and stuff out of that. But, yeah, let me look at your face real quick.
No.
Oh, man. You got aardvark written all over your face. Can we do a side-by-side on the internet? Head's the same size. We post a picture of, is this Steve? Seems fun. I know, it's a task now, isn't it?
If you insist, I don't know. I mean, we got a listener letter to do before that, Jay.
Well, we can do it maybe tomorrow.
There's lots of things going on.
I don't want to insist, but why not? The Golden Bachelorette was on with Kimmel last night. There was an interesting conversation. Her mom is still alive, the Golden Bachelorette's mom. She's in her 90s, and she has a funny story about her mom last night.
How old's your mom?
92. Okay, so this is really fun. She lives in a retirement community, and like she's so excited that I'm the bachelorette, and she tells everybody in the world, I can't walk into, if I'm anywhere near the community, she's standing out front, like telling everybody, my daughter is the Golden Bachelorette. My daughter's the Golden Bachelorette. In every elevator we go into, every restaurant we go into, she tells every waiter, I mean, the people out in the parking lot. So I'm at my hairdresser's like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And she said, this woman comes in, she says, we have this crazy lady in our building. And she keeps telling me that her daughter's the Golden Bachelorette. And my hairdresser said, well, is her name Mary? And she said, yeah. She said, her daughter is the Golden Bachelorette. She's, I gotta go apologize to her. The crazy lady.
Crazy lady is actually not crazy. Her daughter is the Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Is she a really fast talker?
It feels like it, yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's like a weird fast talk, though. It almost feels like she's not, but she is.
Yeah, I think I think she's a fast talker.
It's weird.
She also had a great story about the fact that she was an extra on a movie.
This is not your first show business thing. You were in the movie St. Elmo's Fire.
I was an extra.
You were an extra on, well, but you were in the movie. We have the evidence right here.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's you on the bicycle.
There I am.
Did you get to meet Rob Lowe on the set of St. Elmo's Fire?
I did get to meet him, and since then I've had like this like huge celebrity crush on
Rob
Lowe.
Would you trade in whoever you selected on The Golden Bachelor for Rob Lowe?
Like in 1 second.
I mean, they're nice guys on The Golden Bachelorette, but you know what? I mean, Rob Lowe's Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm. They're no Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I mean, obviously A-lister as compared to, maybe the guys on The Golden Bachelorette. Did she seem as she was talking that fast that time, Steve, or no?
Yeah, still kind of.
Still kind of fast talker.
Yeah.
I got one more for you. Kevin's from one of your favorite guys, Henry Winkler. He's been on making the rounds lately. He's got so many great stories.
What is it that Henry is doing that he's making the rounds for? Do we know?
Is he on Shrinking?
No, he is not.
What was the show he was on? I'll have to look it up. I'll look it up.
But he was on Barry for a long time.
Barry,
I think
okay.
Barry is gone.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure why he's doing it, but you know how he is. He's got
only there was a way.
While you're doing that, Steve, I'll do this. He was talking about how his role in Waterboy, how it came about, because he and Adam Sandler are great friends, and. The whole thing, well, let me just let him tell it.
Did Waterboy He called me up in the middle of the night. He said, Henry, I need a favor. My actor didn't show up. I need you to drive right now to the park in L.A. It is now 11:30 at night. I said, okay, I shave, I drive, I go, I sit, I get makeup until 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I got?
What?
A cookie.
Never got paid for Waterboy, apparently, from his friend Adam Sandler.
What?
Got some residuals, but never actually got a paycheck because he wasn't supposed to do the role in the first place.
In Waterboy? Because he was he was Mr. Coach Klein.
Exactly, yeah. So but that's how he ended up with the role, was the fact that the guy who was supposed to do it never showed up.
That's wild. Yeah. When you just go, you're Adam Sandler, and you're thinking, it's almost the middle of the night. Who can I call that will be kind enough to do this?
That's the whole thing.
Henry Winkler.
I mean, it's not even like who would be available. It's just have the kindness to not hang up or go,
absolutely.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I am not doing that. What's Henry Winkler up to right now, Steve?
Hmm.
Why is he making the rounds?
That's 2022. Well, obviously Happy Days. Oh, but not now.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Let's just put our names there. Like, number one is Jay, number two is Kevin, number three is Steve. And then we roll it, and whichever number, one, two, or three, gets to three first is the winner.
But I don't even want the tea.
Shut up, Steve.
Kevin James.
Wait, was Steve number one?
No, you were, Jay.
Oh, so who's number two? Are you? It seems appropriate if you are.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, boy. 7:30 this morning, we'll play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. It's getting up there, guys. I think it's over. Isn't it 567? It's over that? Or it's 587 or 522 or 516 or 584?
It's a very hard game to guess.
It is, yeah. We tell you what it's over, and then you guess the number that it's over, and then you win it.
I mean, I guess it's very simple to guess.
It's simple, but it's not.
It's just maybe hard to guess correct.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What you said there.
Yeah, last time it was 522.
Okay, so it's more than 522. So there we go. We'll play a little game of Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot coming up. That thing could get to be a lot of money, you know. I mean, just think about that.
Well, yeah, that's because, again, it's hard to guess it correct.
And every time there's a wrong guess, it grows. It's really growing now. So I don't even remember how we started talking about the places that the hiding places at work. Steve, we were talking about it the other day after the show one day. And I was like, I couldn't even remember why it was. But I feel like this building, because the way it's kind of chopped up and very old and very sort of nook and cranny-ish, if you will, that there's probably lots of places to hide. Oh, I remember what it was. There's a, like one of the transmitter sites, Kevin, where it's our transmitter site up on Mount Spokane. The building up there has like a couch and a TV and like a microwave and a place to sleep. Because, you know, sometimes the engineers, they might get stuck up there in the winter. You know, it could get very stormy. They do have a cat to get up there on. But, you know, they have to kind of be prepared just in case. Just in case. I'm not a cat. I'm alive. Judge, Your Honor, I'm ready to proceed. So they have to have it that way. And one of the other engineers kind of ratted out one of our engineers. He goes, well, yeah, he's up at the transmitter, but he's probably just watching TV waiting for the workers to get done working. And then I was like, what? Because, yeah, it's kind of a hideaway up there.
That's a great spot.
Oh, yeah, you're at the transmitter. They're never going to check.
Yeah, and you also kind of earn it.
Yeah, I get it.
To go all the way over there and everything, yeah.
So we started to ask around, and we even put it up on our Facebook page, you know, do you have a hiding place at work other than the bathroom? Bathroom, obviously, easy. But some of the answers were so unusual. I have a walk-in fridge. We'll just go into the walk-in fridge and just hang out in the walk-in fridge. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, that has to be a little short-lived, but okay. You're not going to double-check, because also, if they find you, it's easy to make it look like you're working.
Oh, yeah, just rearranging things.
Right. You're just like, all you got to do is just as soon as they walk in, just grab something and go, oh, yeah, just looking at the pork loin, you know, making sure, you know, double checking the pork loin.
Can't be expired.
Victoria said they have a napping room at work.
Oh, yeah.
And that
I've
was
heard of this.
Immediately followed by Jessica, who said they have a crying closet. I was like, what?
Yeah, my son worked at a place that had that.
A crying closet, like, or a napping room?
It was a room that could be used for either. If you were emotional okay. and you needed to go, you know, get it out, go in there and get it out. They encouraged it.
Wow.
Like, you okay. know, instead of just struggling at work, go take a break, go do that. And then it also was set up that if you needed to just lay down for a little bit and relax, you could.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, good for them if it works. Like, there's one that says there's a staircase at this particular place. Everybody just kind of knows that's where you just go to get away.
Oh, to smoke?
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's it or not.
Well, maybe. I do like this one. Did you see this one, Jay? That's highly classified information, sir.
Right. Yes, exactly.
That is fair.
It's kind of like...
I can respect that.
It's like the fishing hole. You're like, I can't tell you about it because then everybody will know.
Right. Yeah.
And see, you don't... At this building, there's a basement and it's down and our building is built on a big giant rock. You know, if we're in the KXLY TV building right across kitty corner from the arena or directly across from the one Spokane Stadium. So you've probably seen the big giant rock out in front of the building. That rock goes into the building, and there's a basement. Down there, Kevin, have you ever been in that basement?
Oh, yeah, I've been down there, but I'm not spending any time down there.
Because it's too creepy?
Yeah, it's just, it's weird. It's rocks, and you're like, I'm sort of outside while inside. It's
it does,
a very weird.
It feels unusual.
Dungeon-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's also where, like, you know, the old shipping room is where they used to, you know, we used to package all of our own stuff up and they it was basically, you know, you put the postage on, all that stuff. Well, now you go down there and it's literally looks like an abandoned mail room from a movie from the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
But no one's going down there. Like, you could go down there for days and nobody would know you're there.
So no one uses it at all?
At all, no.
Huh.
No, it's weird. He's
you know, the place that I go sometimes, and it's goofy because when I tell you what it is, you're like, well, that seems like the dumbest place to be able to go and hang out. But with the way our building's set up now, it's a great place. It's called the front lobby.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, because it's closed.
And they have a couple really comfy chairs right there.
That's a great
and
idea.
And you just go down and you sit in the front lobby.
Oh, that's funny.
And... every once in a while, somebody will walk through, but for the most part, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Yes, that's a great idea.
And then the people are so alarmed to see you when you come through there. They're just like, oh, and you're like, oh, yeah, just waiting for a ride. Or I don't know. I come up with something.
Waiting for my Uber Eats or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the just hide in plain sight at work, grab a clipboard, sit in a chair. And just, you know, stare down at the clipboard. Make it look like you're doing something.
It's okay.
Yeah. Where are you going to get a clipboard, though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there you could purchase one. Again, if you
don't
really...
Think we have clipboards at work?
I mean, we have them here.
Do we actually?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a few of them. There's one right there on the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.